say, "Worthy the preacher." We need to all stand and lift our hands and thank God that you ain't okay. Hallelujah. Get over the preacher. This is good preaching. You don't seem to be recognizing it, so I need to reassure you. Hallelujah. This is good preaching. Get victory over the preacher. You are not supposed, let me just tell you, the preacher is not supposed to make you happy every service. If he did, you would backslide in 6 weeks. Hello? Somebody said to me some time ago, they said, "Brother Alton, just about the time I get to liking you, you do something stupid again." I said, "Hold on. If you like me, it won't be because of, it'll be in spite of, okay? Now, if I get detained at the pearly gates, it'll be over that word stupid. I think it's okay. I have some people that don't like it. I called a guy stupid in California sometime back, and I said, before you take this too serious, I need to tell you something. That is 2 levels above where you are. I spoke it by faith." Hallelujah. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. I know some of you, I mean, you would rather be at a real good rattlesnake hunt tonight. But the snakes have gone into hibernation. You can't get to one. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. I know when you walked in. Some of you love for me to come. But like I said, folks, I have the unique ability. God gave it to me. I do. I have never failed yet. I have the unique ability to make every living human happy where I preach. Yes. A few when I come and the rest when I leave. So if you can just stay till I leave, we'll all be happy, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and smile. You'll recover. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was preaching there. I've been preaching for several nights, and finally the guy smiled. I said, "That guy smiled." I said, "I'm closing the meeting." Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, let's look at the Bible tonight. Wouldn't it be good, folk, to get over being driven buggy by Christmas? Yeah. Hallelujah. I want you to know, folk, I got the victory over Christmas years ago. Hallelujah. I mean, that's one of the reasons I quit pastoring. 2 reasons I quit pastoring, and that was the stupid church business meeting that people used to want to have, and Christmas. You know, the holiness people, they had 2 things they looked forward to, and that was an occasional church business meeting and Christmas. And if they would have had to give up one of them, it would have been Christmas. You still here? Both of you? Listen to me. Hallelujah. You know what your business is? It's to get prayed clear through fruit shooting roots. Yes. Pay your tithes. See, you don't pay your tithes to get blessed. You pay your tithes, Shane, to keep God from killing you. Amen. You give offerings to get blessed to such wonderful people as myself. Hello. Come on. Glory. Folks, let me tell you, if you haven't gotten the victory over giving, I'd like to tell you, beloved, you don't have the victory.
That's right.
I'm not preaching yet, so quit criticizing. I want to tell you when I start preaching, and then you can start criticizing, making your notes. Right now, I'm not preaching, and you wouldn't even be fair to yourself. Hallelujah! Get the victory. Get the victory. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to read. I always read the Bible just before people backslide, and I see some of them about to do it. Okay, Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. I think I told you before, I have an agreement. I didn't talk with Brother Collins, but he's a good man. And I have an agreement wherever I preach that if you don't like the preaching, you can have your offering back. It would be worth that much just to see what you gave.
Amen.
So you just hang in there. Praise the Lord. Okay. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. I want to tell you something, folk. Let me tell you, this man bore a great reproach. Hallelujah. You know, folk, there are some great people that are overlooked a lot of times. Let me tell you, folks, to be a spouse to a woman and her to be great with child, I am quite certain that there were probably a few sister Swarts and Drubers living in the community. Hello?
Yeah.
And they were just wondering how this all took place.
Sure.
You better listen. Folk, once in a while, God does something he doesn't completely explain to you. And you might do good to hold your judgment for at least a couple of hours.
Right. Preach.
Now, folk, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, we're either going to be right or be left. There's no question about this. Now, see, the Bible says everything that's hid is going to be uncovered. Everything that's concealed is going to be shouted from the housetops. The Bible still says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, if you think you're going to sow your wild oats and then get enough faith to believe God for a crop failure, I'm here to tell you, it won't work. Hallelujah. You're going to reap what you sow. See, the question is not, will every knee bow and will every tongue confess? That's not the question. The question is, will you do it here or hereafter?
Watch out.
It is going to happen. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. The question simply is, will it be here or will it be hereafter? Hallelujah. Brother, I'm going to tell you, mine's going to be here. I'm going to get the victory over the devil and over the preacher and over you.
Well,
hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to shout. You don't even have to say amen. You don't even have to stay awake. Glory. Hallelujah. I tell people, if you can sleep in my meeting, more power to you. You will at least get something, some rest.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, listen to me, saints. Listen to me. There's a great day coming, folk, when the saints and the sinners are going to be parted right now.
Right.
You know, some of you folks that's got kids married to preachers, or they are preachers, you know, you might ought to think about the preachers that preach to you.
Yes.
I want to tell you, friends, I say this humbly tonight. From the time I was 17 years old until this moment, I stand before you, and I can tell you that I have almost no regrets in life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I know. You probably think I ought to have a bunch of them. You're probably looking at my face. Hallelujah. I'm talking about outside of needing plastic surgery. I have almost no regrets. Hallelujah. Why? From the day God touched me until this moment, I have been in very, very fervent pursuit of what I believe to be the will of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. You don't have to live in La La Land. Hallelujah. You can have victory over your wife.
Bye-bye.
Ever consider that? Well, thank you. It's very weak, but if we could get one more, that would be two. Hallelujah! You can have victory over your wife, over your husband, over your children, over your parents. Are you still with me? In fact, you must get victory. Saw a little sign one time. It said, insanity is hereditary. You can get it from your children. Hallelujah! Oh, brother, get the victory. I mean, just enjoy. See, the Bible said lifting up holy hands.
Come on.
Without wrath and without doubting.
Come on.
I preached in Oklahoma City last Sunday. And the teacher got up there, and he began to take off. You know, everything is the grace of God. I stood that for about 30 minutes. I don't like to speak out in Sunday school. I really don't. I enjoy being quiet. I know you don't believe it, but I do. But you know, the old boy, he just pressed me. He forced me, Brother Mark. He forced me to speak. Hallelujah. I had to speak in defense of the gospel. And you know, when I got through preaching to him, you know, beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and what things soever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. 1 John 3:21-22, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and what things soever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. 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 If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, preacher, you rub my fur the wrong way. Turn around. Hello. Glory to God. Oh, folk, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. It's not as bad as it appears to be, okay? Let's go to verse 6 here. Glory to God. Glory to God. A spouse with child. And it was so while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Did you know, folk, that it is recorded 365 times in the Bible when the angel appeared to Mary and said, you're going to conceive by the Holy Ghost? The angel opened his address by saying, fear not. When the angel spoke to Elizabeth and said, you're going to have John, the angel said, fear not. When the angel spoke to the shepherds, they said, fear not. When the angel spoke to Joseph, said, take the boy, Jesus, into Egypt, he said, fear not. 365 times in the Bible it says, fear not. I know a lot of people are afraid to die, and a whole bunch that are afraid to live. You get prayed clear through, you won't be afraid to die or live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Somebody said, are you afraid to fly? No. You're just as safe on an airplane as you would be in a straddle lounger in the living room. In fact, I know some living rooms where you'd be a lot safer on the airplane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, fear not. Oh, I love this. Fear not, for I am with thee. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Right.
Folks, wouldn't it be good if we could get enough victory? You know, wouldn't it be good if we could get victory once in a great while on Sunday morning, at least three blocks before we get to morning worship? Wouldn't it be good to get enough victory that you and your wife could come in the same car?
Right.
Hello. You still here?
Amen.
Folks, don't you ever tell me that you can fuss and fight at the breakfast table and get to church and have the victory. You cannot do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, maybe your wife is not perfect. I've heard that some are not. Hallelujah.
Right.
Let me tell you, folks. Do you know it's amazing how quickly your wife will begin to improve if you'll start praying for her?
Well,
hallelujah. Some of you guys must not be married. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Folks, I want to tell you, we're going to get to the message here in just a minute. Glory, glory. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. I forgot to tell you, 365 times, I told you that. The Bible says, fear not. But on leap year, you'll have to be on your own. Glory. Hallelujah. Maybe you can make it one day. All right. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. Which shall be to all people. My text is in verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, and our wonderful Savior, I come to thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your power, your presence, your promise, your provision. Spiritual, physical, financial, social, moral, mental, emotional, domestic, vocational. It is always punctual. It is always plenteous. I thank you for divine providence that brought us together in highway. Hallelujah. Of holiness. Yes. Tonight. Right. For providentially guiding us. Thank you for a good trip. Thank you for bringing saints from over this city and surrounding cities. Thank you for this preacher that you brought by the Holy Ghost to this church and is still here by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I just pray your hand will be on him in such a measurable, miraculous, and marked way that friend or foe will testify the God of heaven is ministering to and through this man and his family. Hallelujah. Thank you for the people that have committed themselves to you and to him and to this church. And I pray that your hand will be on them in like manner for good, that the world will see and know there is a difference between the holy and the profane. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege to be here again in this great church and with this great man of God. I thank you for it. And I just pray now that you'll anoint me, thy servant, to speak. Anoint us to hear what the Spirit saith. And anoint us to take heed. Be with those who love me and ever need. We'll praise you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's greatest gift. Glory, glory, glory. Folks, I preached a message once on what is God like. God's nature is not to get. God's nature is to give. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. His Son so loved he gave his own life. The Bible said the shepherds gave praise. The wise men gave gold and frankincense and myrrh. I have a philosophy that I call living by giving. Right. Hallelujah. Five years ago last July, I started giving 20% of my income. Right on top. God doesn't require that of you, but God spoke to me. Hallelujah. When I give an offering, they're all above that. See, you cannot give an offering until you have paid your tithes, no matter how much you try. Right. And saints of the living God, I'm going to tell you again, you will never make the man of God rich. Get over that. Right. See, holiness churches, they had an agreement with God in the early days. You keep the preacher humble, and we will keep him poor. And some of them never fail to keep their word. Right. You still here? Hallelujah. I told you before, if I come to preach, I will preach at least once on Monday. That is once every night. And if I happen to forget it, Brother Stevens, I ask God to forgive me and to preach on it twice the next night. Yeah. Seems like God restores me to favor then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Folks, you haven't lived yet until you get victory over that pocketbook. Sometimes God even scares me.
Me too.
Hallelujah. I told you. I mean, many years ago, I made a commitment to God. I will not give the least bill in my pocket. There's been a few times I've sweat just a little. From that day till this, I have never given the least bill in my pocket. Never. Our offerings would be a lot different if we would not give the least bill in our pocket. You might think about that. Do you know, folks, you can learn from people that's not as smart as you are? That's what you'd have to do in your mind tonight if you learn from me. Somebody that's not as smart as you are. But you know there is a possibility the preacher may be just as smart as you are. There might be a faint possibility he might even be smarter than you are. Can you stand the thoughts of that? Hallelujah! If he's a man of God, I guarantee you God will give him some thoughts that's superior to anything you've had all day. Let me tell you, friend, if you can get to loving the preacher, you have got a tremendous victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight? See, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20. Would you like to have 2020 spiritual vision?
Okay.
How many of you like to have 2020 spiritual vision?
Yeah.
Thank you. Both of you. Hallelujah. Three of you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, believe in the Lord thy God. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord thy God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets. Right. Believe his prophets. And so shall ye prosper.
Well.
Friend, do you believe the Bible? See, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:7, remember them that have the rule over you. Somebody said, nobody's going to rule over me.
Well,
you know, folks, you ought to be praying that somebody wanted to. Don't be afraid to say amen. Your friends will come back after 6 months. Hallelujah.
Come on.
You know the reason some people don't get with the preacher? They're afraid they'll make one of their friends mad, either one of them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, I'm afraid to shout. I'm afraid I'll get in the flesh. I said, that's what you've been in all week. Run the risk. You might get out.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Folks. You know, we just passed Thanksgiving, didn't we? Somebody said, when you see the Christmas lights, you know it's only 2 months till Thanksgiving. You've been thinking about a lot of things to thank God for. Oh, you know, we went through that last month. But like I told them in California, I said, listen, if you run out of just anything to thank God for, I mean, you thank God for everything you can think of. You can think of nothing else to thank God for. Then start thanking God for a bunch of things you don't have, you don't want. Like consumption, lumbago, two mother-in-laws, or me for your pastor.
Yeah.
Think about that. If that won't make you thankful, there is something wrong with you.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Well, I'm waiting for one of you to smile or wake up or something. I don't really know what is wrong with you. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, the Bible said, Hebrews 13:7, remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Hebrews 13:7, remember them that have the rule over you. Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you. And, why don't you read the Bible there and just see if Brother Rout is lying. Obey them that have, Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is hallelujah for you. Oh, folk, get behind the preacher. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember them that have the rule over you. Obey them and have the rule over you. That's Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13:17. You want one more? You can't even handle those two, but I'll give you another one. Hebrews 13:24 says, salute them that have the rule. Rule over you. I want you to know, friends, that the pastor is not just an inflated utility bill. You still here? And folks, you may think we don't need this. You would be surprised how bad some of you, if you don't need it, you're fixing to.
Right.
Well, now, Brother Rotten, we're all so happy. You thought your words like came. Hallelujah. I asked him one place, I said, are you mad yet? And nobody left in the house. Anybody here mad? I said, don't give up. I'm going to preach 30 more minutes. Try. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have to get mad before we can wake up. You don't have to. Maybe already awake. But hallelujah. He said, for unto, I'm fixing to preach now. Start criticizing. This has all been an introduction. For unto you, it is very personal. He said, for unto you is the Bible says in Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you. For unto you, let me tell you, friend, Jesus is either personal or he is not anything. For unto you, Brother Johnson, it was personal, wasn't it? Andy's your boy. Well, you're better looking than he is. I'm going to tell you publicly. Hallelujah. He's a good guy. Hallelujah. Don't you tell him. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I don't think anybody's ever seen my children, but Brother Collins probably. One or two of them. I got three children now. I want to be modest. I'd like to be. And they're very good looking. And like I said, they have thought for years they were adopted. Well, hallelujah. Glory. God in heaven. Hallelujah. For it is Christ in you. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, folks, this whole Bible is full of what we call paradoxes. They are natural contradictions. The Bible said if you're going to live, you got to die. If you're going to get, you got to give. If you're going to find, you got to lose. Hallelujah. I'm glad I've come to understand what God means. Hallelujah. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. For unto you, Luke 2:11, for unto you. Brother, this thing is he is a personal Savior. Hallelujah. I don't care what your problem is tonight. Jesus is the answer. The reason for the season, they've been saying. Hallelujah. Folk, I don't care how entangled your life might be, spiritually, spiritual, physical, financial, social, moral, mental, emotional, domestic, vocational, ethical, numerical. If you will give God a chance, he will untangle it. Hallelujah. 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 Brother, you hear me tonight, sister. If you want God to intervene in your life, glory to God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Brother Mark, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, Psalms 27, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Psalm 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That's good, but that's not enough. It goes on to say, that will I seek after. Brother, we got to go. See, a lot of us don't even have desires. We got whims.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One thing have I desired. That word desire in the original text means vividly envisioned. Sees, pictures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, sister, that's what's wrong with some of us. We don't really want anything. See, to some people, full gospel is I've got all I want. Let me alone. I'm full. One service a month keeps me going.
Yes.
You know, folks, you've had three or four good opportunities to shout, and you missed every one of them. One woman said to me, preacher, I almost shouted last night. I said, why did you sin? Hallelujah. I lifted my hands up on the airplane today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still here? Glory to God. Oh, folks, let this thing live in your soul. Hallelujah. For unto you, I want to tell you, beloved, Jesus is personal. He wants to be in your life. He wants to work in your situation. He wants to give you a good Christmas in spite of a shortage of money. Hallelujah. Folks, I tell you what, if you can read that old mailbox at 4515 North Miller, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73112, and you can see everything that's come through that mailbox in the past 18 or 19 years, folks, I mean, it'd be a book so thick that I don't know how thick it would be. Hallelujah. Folks, did you know there's something better than having $100,000 in your checking account balance? There's something better than having $100,000 in your checking account balance. See, if you've got $100,000 balance, you don't need much faith. All you need is a ballpoint pen and a checkbook. And if you don't have one, we'll furnish it, okay? Hallelujah. But brother, I'll tell you, I love trusting Jesus. I love trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for people that are rich. I don't think there's any sin to pay your utility bills on time.
No.
Look forward to it myself. Hallelujah! Glory! Not a thing wrong. Glory to God. Southwestern Bell has been commanded to pay back $6.5 million to the ratepayers in Oklahoma.
Well.
Hallelujah! I'm supposed to get $125 for a line for the two lines I have. Plus a couple $100 worth of vouchers. I don't know exactly what they're for, but I'm sure that's something to make you use the telephone. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. Glory to God. Now, the only way you can get that voucher, the only way you can get that $125 back is for your phone bill to be paid and for the IRS. You're not being debt to the IRS. When they heard about it, they jumped in. Well, thank God, I don't owe the IRS or I don't owe the phone company anything. Hallelujah. What's on my next bill, but I don't owe anything up to this present moment. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, saints, for unto ye, are you listening? I know what you're saying. A preacher, you're saying what all preachers say, God will meet your need. Let me tell you something. I am not just saying this. Folks, if you will give, if you will step out, the reason a lot of preachers never know whether God will or not is because they've never given him a chance. I tell you, when God got me on his hands, he had to dispatch a couple of extra angels. Hallelujah. I said, now God, here it is. I'm going to trust you. Now, if you quit answering prayer, please kill me within 2 weeks. Because that's as long as I can live anyway without miracle. Hallelujah. I'm serious. I don't seek any praise or pity. I don't want either. I treat them both just alike, criticism and praise. I get a little more one than the other. But listen to me. Hallelujah. I preach in one place and, oh, you know, every now and then, I guess you need to kind of be built up a little bit. And a woman came to me, I think it was down in Mobile. A little lady came up to me and she said, Brother Alton, did you know that there's nobody in the world like you? And you know the next thing she said? And the world doesn't need any more either.
Oh my,
couldn't she have waited 5 minutes? Hallelujah. I could have basked in that first statement. But oh, she didn't hardly give me a breath. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be who you are. Be who God wants you to be. And quit being stupid. Quit trying to be like somebody else. Be what God wants you to be. You better be sure it's what God wants.
Right.
Hallelujah. You can't be like Brother Collins. You're not that smart. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Routon, you're trying to make me mad. No. One woman came to church one night, and she said, you made me mad last night. I said, no, dear, you just came to church. You've been mad all day. Some people think the preacher made them mad. They just came to church. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to have to do something here. We may have to form the runway. But I came in on a little old plane, Conair. It's Conair. I call it Conair. Conair. That's not a good name, is it? Conair. Well, I tell you, it was a straight flight from Oklahoma City right here, an hour and 45 minutes. I mean, I don't know if they made that just for me or not, but it's really a super thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I landed, you know, I got a discount ticket, and they landed me off out there about 5 miles. I'd rather paid more and got closer to the airport. Hallelujah. Man, I was on that loudspeaker begging for Brother Collins not to leave. He heard it, but he couldn't tell where I was. I didn't know where I was. I wanted to tell him to pick me up, but I didn't know where to tell him to pick me up. I thought I was in the airport. They said, this is not the airport. I said, and they told me, go there. Got there. I said, where's that? They said, up there. Take that car. Get off the second door. Take the escalator down and climb the stairs. And after a while, 30 minutes, I finally got to the airport. I thought I was landing at the airport. Well, I'll tell you what. Don't ever take anything for granted, folks. Hallelujah. I want you to take me out to about 7:30 so I can get on that thing. Hallelujah. Monday, glory to God. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For unto you is born this day. For unto you, it is personal. Unto you this day, not only is Jesus personal, he is present. Unto you is born this day. I want you to know the Bible says in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, brother, you don't know my problems. I don't need to. I'm here to tell you, beloved saints of God, if you'll give God a chance, he'll start working miracles in you, through you. He'll minister to you and through you. Oh, you say God won't do it. Give him, I dare you, to give God a chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love Christmas. I love to give. I love to give. I love to give. How do you give when God impressed me? I feel God says do it. I don't wait till God breaks my collarbone. No. See, some people, they think that God's going to strike them dead. They got to have a car wreck or something. No. Hallelujah. Oh, for unto you, you, it's personal, is born this day. I want you to know, friends, God's not going to wait till next January the 31st. Or next January the 1st to meet your needs. He'll meet them tonight. You still with me, folks? Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Believe me. Believe me. God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help, brother. Very present. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed. Though the mountains be hallelujah. You listen to me? Oh, listen. For unto you is born this day, this day, this day. Hallelujah. He is not only personal, he is ever present. Hallelujah. Get over that stupid thing. It'll quit tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I jumped up down in the brand new church at Gainesville, Texas, and one of those beautiful chandeliers, I hit the crazy thing, broke a piece off it. Hallelujah. I said, that's what you get for hanging the stupid thing so low. Hallelujah. Get it out of reach. Glory to God. Wasn't my fault it was there. Not just getting happy. Hallelujah. You still with me? Hallelujah. You agree? Well, okay, it's the truth anyway. Hallelujah. That's the way we all are, huh? Glory, glory, oh, for unto you, the Shane unto you, the Stevens unto your sons, unto your daughter-in-laws, unto your children, for unto you is born this day in the city of David. What a Savior. Not only is he personal, not only is he present, but he is precious. He is a Savior. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. Folks, it's almost hard to believe. It's Christ in you. Oh, let me tell you, saints. Let me tell you, he is not only personal. He is not only present, but he is precious. He is precious. Hallelujah. He is permanent. Hallelujah. 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 He's all I need. Are you listening to me tonight? Jesus is all you need. It's not Jesus and Jesus or Jesus, but it's Jesus only. All right. Hallelujah. Philip said, we would see Jesus. What do people see when they see you? Do they see a real unhappy person that's threatened? You know, the kids are driving your buggy. I'm just going to tell you, friends. I am going to tell you. You can get the victory over Christmas.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you get the victory over Christmas? Just get the victory. And Christmas will be part of the package. Hallelujah. How would you like to have a birthday in December? Like me.
Well.
And then they say, well, he's going to get something for Christmas, so we'll just forget his birthday. And when Christmas, some day said he just got something for his birthday, so let's don't get him anything for Christmas. See, I'm so fortunate. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. I would tell you when my birthday is, but I have just a small mailbox. Hallelujah. You would stuff it so full of cards and gifts, I probably couldn't even get to them. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to let you have my address. Okay. Glory. Hallelujah. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Personal. Hallelujah. Oh, he's not only personal, but he is present. This day. He's born this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever is born unto you a Savior.
Right.
For what more could you ask for? He's all I need. I don't know what your needs are tonight. I could preach and scream and tell you how stupid TV is. You know why I hate TV so very much? It makes you more stupid than you would normally be.
Right.
Hello?
Amen.
Oh, I know. I hate TV. Hallelujah. Oh, I love to preach where they haven't heard it. Oh, brother, it's so much fun. I'm like old Rush Limbaugh. I have so much fun living. It is almost illegal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get about 50 or 75 or 100 of those people in the altar crying, weeping, groaning. They were doing it. They were doing it, folks. 2 weeks ago, right out there in the heart of L.A. And you know what's really amazing? Is to watch the preacher out of the corner of your eye, and he's trying to figure out what happened.
What in the world is going on?
Hallelujah. They're down there crying out to God. I mean, they're crying off enough mascara to start an Avon factory. Oh, brother, yeah, I'm telling you, folks, I was one place, and I mean, there was about 75 women. That carpet was white as snow, but I mean, that stuff was coming down. You could just see it there dripping. I thought, boy, I hope the pastor doesn't see this so I get out of here. Hallelujah, I'm serious. Now, let me tell you something. When Jesus comes, everything else goes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 The only cure for separation from the world is separation unto God. But I'm going to tell you, when the new life comes in, the old life goes. You're not going to struggle with a pornography. You're not going to struggle with a picture show. You're not going to struggle with the magazines. The us and the people. How stupid, sick. Hallelujah. Brother, they're going to go. There'll be no temptation. They'll be gone. Hallelujah. You're here tonight. Brother Rout, I'm struggling. I need a miracle. You told me he is personal, he is present, and he is precious. Let me tell you, he's more than that. Hallelujah. He is a provider. He is a protector. Psalms 84:11 said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah! Oh, hear me tonight. If you need a miracle, I want you to bow your head. Everybody bow your head, please. I'm going to simply sing it. He is all I need. Our Father God in heaven, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I come tonight to thank you. Hallelujah, that he is personal. Lord, that he is present and he is precious. Hallelujah, because he is the provider, the protector. Hallelujah. Lord, there are people here that have needs, need miracles. Lord, I would be so very, very, very foolish to assume that people did not have very, very urgent needs. There are people who came to this meeting tonight that would have been totally distracted if they would have listened and thought about their problem. But they did more than just let their problems possess them. They resolved to come to your house, and they're here. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to give people that need divine intervention in their life. I'm asking you to make Jesus, hallelujah, personal and present and precious, even now. Special needs, every head bowed. You're here tonight, folks. I'm going to take a couple of minutes. Would you give God a chance? Would you?